14th of August. And I know this because I was just outside. It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
I'd like to give a shout-out to your daughter.
Now, see, his mic is low.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure... Well, I don't really care about that. That's fine.
Oh, that...
Wow!
See?
Whoa!
This is a tough room. Yeah.
Good thing show's almost over. I probably won't have anything to say back to that.
His mic is still low. Okay, so what did you want?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to your daughter after you played that last sound effect.
Yeah.
Okay, don't listen to this, okay, right?
Okay.
Amanda, we're with you.
I guess I didn't hear the last...
Okay, good.
It happened.
That he played.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm not listening anyway, so you...
Not sure what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, everybody. Speaking of my daughter, I thought maybe today, and the reason I'm going to do this, I don't even know exactly how I found this today, because I was looking for something else. And then this popped up, and it was actually... online somewhere. I don't know a lot about how things get to certain sites, but when I listen to it, it's my daughter singing with Dan Strauss 5 years ago. Jackson, the Johnny Cash, June Carter song, Jackson.
Where? Yeah.
In the studio at the other old place. And it was Christmas time, and she had done some Christmas songs, but she wanted to do a duet with Dan, so they did Jackson. If you don't mind, I'd like to play it for you. I know it's my daughter, and I know you hate it when people showcase their kids. Well, too bad. So, Jackson, I think I introduced it as I hit it. So, Limey, here we go. I hope the level works okay because it's plugged into my phone.
Sure.
And I guess we just say, here we go. Here are Dan and Amanda with Jackson.
Oh, here we go.
She's bad. She's so bad.
Hotter than a pepper sprout.
Yeah, she's bad.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
Whoa.
Go ahead. Your health. Go play your hand, you big dog, and man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Not bad.
Getting bad.
You missed a day.
Oh, I'm going to snowball
See
Jackson.
If I care.
Dan lost his place.
Dan, go. Okay. When I breeze into that city.
You're behind, Dan.
People gonna stop and bow.
Ha! All them women gonna make me. Way behind me.
No. Teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn them loose in my coat.
Turn them loose in my coat?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna snowball going to Jackson. Amanda.
Goodbye. That's all she wrote. They'll laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be dancing on the pony keg. They'll lead you round town like a scalded hound. With your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You big talking.
She's no Alyssa.
And I'll be waiting in Jackson.
Waiting in Jackson.
Behind my J-Pan fan.
Now we both sing.
Well, now we got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. And that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back.
Then we'll fade. Oh, we got me.
No, Dan, it's over.
There it is. Now, I just thought of something, and I'm going to see if you can pull it up, Limey, because this is one of the most incredible. I guess it was last night. I'm on YouTube, and every country has blank blank's got talent. You know,
yes,
Great Britain's got talent. Mm-hmm. Turkey's got talent. Japan's got talent. The Ukraine has talent. And see if you can pull up Yodeling Girl Ukraine's Got Talent. And what we'll do is we'll go through, because they're not speaking in a language we can understand. So if you try to get right past the, where he's talking to the judges and all that stuff, when this little girl, and the song is actually in English, I have never heard anybody yodel like this. This is unbelievable. What does she look like? She's 8, 10?
Right. I think this is it.
Yeah, that's it. That's her.
There's no audio.
I forgot.
No audio?
Well, there has to be.
Yeah, no, somebody's put the thing on.
Oh, good grief.
Some idiot has put the computer on mute, so now I can't, and I have no idea how to unmute it.
Well, does that mean we can't play anything on there?
No, you can't.
I got this. Just talk about it for another couple
minutes. I'll do? While you're working on that, I'm going to, what did you type in? Ukraine,
Ukraine Got Talent Yodeling Girl.
I can pull it up here.
No, Ukraine Got Talent. Hold on.
Right, USB.
I got her. I got her on my phone. I just have to wait till the ad stops. Take a survey.
Don't you hate that? Is it me or you?
That's you.
Okay.
That's
you.
Okay. Now, okay, crank it up a little bit. That's too low. Okay, there, what do they speak over there? Ukrainian? I don't know. What do they?
I think Russian or something like that.
Yeah. So turn it up. You can't hear. Turn it up.
Краще тебе йодель на моїй пам'яті вже давно ніхто не співав. Просто круто.
That would be a tough language to learn, wouldn't it?
No, absolutely.
Now I'm gonna go forward. You gotta hear. Wait a second.
There's a 2-minute video that I pulled up, I think. Hold 2 on. Minutes and I 5 think, seconds.
Hold on here. Yeah, I think I was at the end. Okay, here we go. Come on.
Holy cow.
Okay. Here we go. They're saying, I'm ready to listen. Start. They said start in whatever that language is. Here we go. Listen to this girl, Yoda. She's got 10. And she sings it in English. It's unbelievable. Listen to this. Wow, I've never heard anybody yodel like that. I've heard a lot of yodeling. I've never heard anybody yodel like that.
That's it.
That is incredible.
It is.
Now, turn it back up. I want to hear a little more. First, you take a deep breath, then you exhale 1, 2, 3. Then you hear it yodeling. And she speeds it up towards the end. She speeds it up. There are people who don't like yodeling. They make fun of yodeling. It's associated sometimes with, you know, hillbillies. That is incredible. I may never yodel again because I can sort of yodel, but she, it's like she pops a bubble in her throat or something. And there's like a, I don't even know how to explain it or how anybody could do that.
And it was like pitch perfect. I mean,
oh my goodness, just, she's a terrific singer. Wow. You're right. It was right on.
Yeah.
And to jump up and down and up and skip that and stay on the right notes is incredible to me. So if you want to see it or hear her again, it's Ukraine's Got Talent. And when you just type that in, scroll, you'll see her. She's a blonde with pigtails and real cute. And
it just says yodeling girl.
Yodeling girl, yeah. Wow, that's
crazy.
That's pretty impressive. So did you fix our problem?
I figured it out.
You know what? We need some sort of surveillance camera here so we can nab who it is that does that before
we could
come
do
out.
That, or we could just, you know, all figure out exactly how you're supposed to leave the studio and or equipment and then leave it that way.
Yeah, leave it that way.
Well, apparently, there was a new guy training on the board today.
Mm.
So
he's got to go.
So,
fire him.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this was his first day running the show.
Well, he's here to learn, right? So he needs to learn how to get fired.
The hard time. he was running the hard time with TJ and
They don't know bad board work because they wouldn't, you know. They don't know.
But Hadley was in with him too today. John Hadley was in, and this poor guy that's running the board for the first day, John Hadley drops an F-bomb.
Oh boy, that's not like
him. He had to try and get this thing to dump it and everything. So.
Maybe did it on purpose to see if he could hit the for those who it's called the dump button. Call it that. We have 7 seconds. If somebody goes F, we have 7 seconds to dump it so that it doesn't go over the transmitted broadcast for the regular tower. The people listening on the app are streaming. You'll hear everything.
Yeah.
But the FCC doesn't want that stuff or that word. The truth is, though, that word. About 5 years ago, because of the NFL and the filthy language in the locker room, if you remember, the FCC ruled that it was not going to fine the network, the television network, because of that word, because of the context it was used. In other words, if an athlete says, wow, this was an effing great victory, they actually let that slide now. But if you say, yeah, I took her out and I effed her.
Right.
If it's used in the context of having said, yeah, you're in trouble.
Bennington did it during the Blues celebration.
Petrangelo did it within 3 seconds of getting the cup.
Pat Maroon did it. They all did it.
You had like 30 or 40 of them.
Yeah, and there's no citation or fining or citing or anything.
What?
He just sounded really, all of a sudden it just like got real hot in my head. Like Frank's mic got real hot.
You had a brain tumor.
Well, could be. That would be better than the alternative.
But it kind of shocked me when I heard the ruling on that.
Right.
Except it sort of didn't, because the FCC has had to back up a lot simply because of the competition between the channels that aren't controlled by the FCC, the cable channels.
Right.
And they let everything fly. So I guess to sort of keep up, they're going, well, okay, it wasn't meant as a sexual term. If somebody says, he was drunk and he was really effed up, that's not a sexual connotation.
Right.
But I still don't want to say
it. The F-bomb? Is it still 10 grand?
I've never known. I've never known what it was. I don't know. I think it might depend on the size of the market, big the station is. If you did it in Chicago or New York, I would think they charge you. I don't know. And they've never been clear about what the actual rules were, you know, because what is considered obscene or profane now is completely different than it was in the 50s. If somebody said, well, I beat the hell out of him, you'd be fired. In the 50s, you're done.
I watched an episode of Hard Knocks last night on HBO featuring the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden, who was the color commentator for Monday Night Football for a long time, is now the head coach of the Raiders. And obviously, he was very clean cut and very likable, the television personality. He'd been an NFL coach before that. And when he goes from television personality to football coach, when you watch him on the sidelines, I mean, every third word out of his mouth is the F word. And I mean, it's directed at players. I mean, he's derogatory to him and uses the F word to him. And it's just like a whole different person in that body.
But I'm stunned at how many people who have filthy mouths are broadcasters and can just flip that switch and never slip.
My eye-opening moment to that was Mike Krzyzewski, who's the head coach at Duke. Do you know who he is?
I've heard his name.
He's a real, he's a real clean cut guy. He talks like this. You know, come on to Duke. You know, we got a good solid program here, and he looks like somebody out of a 50s TV show. You know, right. Real clean cut, small petite guy, very very well mannered, all very nattily attired. You know, very classy individual when he's interviewed. And I saw him walk through the underbelly of a basketball arena one time when I had a media pass, and listening to him cuss at his players, and it's like I was blown away. I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I was blown away that
and you're kind of disappointed.
This is exactly. It was like, this is who the real Mike Krzyzewski is.
Yeah. You know who Robert Young was? Father Knows Best.
Sure.
Marcus Welby. Does that ring a bell? So, for anybody old enough to know the show Father Knows Best or Marcus Welby, Robert Young in Father Knows Best was the dad of a household. Just like Leave It to Beaver, Ward was the dad, or like the Ozzie and Harriet. And in Marcus Welby, he was a doctor, Marcus Welby, M.D. And Robert Young, I mean, I grew up watching this guy, one of America's clean-cut dads. So a friend of mine in St. Louis said, hey, Robert Young is in town, and he's cutting some promos for Marcus Welby down at Channel 2. At the time, I guess it was an ABC show. So I said, yeah, I'll go down. So we went down to Channel 2, and this guy did some work there, so he was able to. And we walk in the studio, and Robert Young is simply trying. And I didn't know he was an alcoholic. Robert Young was a big time alcoholic and tried to commit suicide a couple. I didn't know that. I just knew Marcus Welby and Father Knows Best. So we walk in. We weren't in there 30 seconds, and what he's trying to do on camera is, hi, this is Robert Young. Don't forget to watch Marcus Welby, M.D., tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, right here on KTVI Channel. That's sort of what he was supposed to do. And I don't know if he was drunk or what, but he never, while we were there, he was almost completely incapable of getting through. It was like 15 seconds. And he'd do something like, all right, this is Robert, G.D.C. sucker, M.F.er. I mean, he would make a mistake, and then just a string of the worst curse words. Do it again. They do it again. It's Marcus Welby. I mean, this is G-D-M-F. Do it again. This is Robert Young. Hope you'll join us right here on Channel 2 next. M-F-C soccer. And I could not believe it. I just thought, oh, my God, this cannot be. Father Knows Best. Well, I found his name in that show. The family, Cleavers and the Nelsons.
Oh,
the Father Knows Best family. I can't think of their name.
Yeah.
But I was, like Tim said, I was completely disappointed. I wished I had never. And then they said, you want to meet him? And I said, no, I don't, because he's obviously in a really bad mood. And he's not going to want to meet me. I'm nobody. So, I think I did meet him anyway. Just, hi, enjoy, you know. And he didn't care about hearing that. He hears it all the time. But it was an eye-opener for me because,
the Anderson family?
Yes, it was the Andersons. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nodal.
Thank you. Welcome.
And, my first radio job, real radio job, commercial, it was on this frequency when it was WRTH, and we had a newsman, and I'm sure he's passed away. His name was Carmen Anthony, which is a great, wow, what a great, Carmen Anthony, WRTH News, and just a big booming boy. This guy cursed constantly. He had one of the filthiest mouths. He would have me go down the street to get him a pack of cigarettes at the Moonlight Restaurant. And he'd call me and go, hey, buddy boy, old pal, old buddy boy. And I said, yeah, what is it, Carmen? Hey, you little MF-er, MF-er, C-sucker, why don't you run out and give me a pack of cigos? I mean, he couldn't say anything without calling you C-sucker, MF-er.
Right.
Yet, when he went on the air and there was a red light in the newsroom, and I'm serious, he would be in the newsroom ranting, and Ray'd be on the phone to somebody. Well, what is to tell that MF and SOB to call? Good evening, this is Carmen Anthony. Because the red light would go on, and he would just abruptly stop.
Instantly.
And the perfect newscast. And as soon as it was over, as soon as the light went out, he went back at it, just cussing like crazy. There are people that can. Well, John Madden. I picture John Madden off the mic as just a real profane. That's just how I pictured John Madden. And by the way, is he just complete. I guess he's just in a retirement. You don't hear anything about John. I'm guessing he's not well and just unable to make an appearance anywhere, because you went from seeing him all the time, commercials, games, to just
gone.
Yeah.
And then he would take an RV all over because he wouldn't fly.
Yeah, he wouldn't fly. That's right. He went in a motorhome.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's 83 years old.
I would have thought he was older, actually. You know that Betty White is still alive? She's 97.
I know.
Unbelievable. Wow. And Sean Connery is 90. I don't want this. I don't want these people to be this old.
You know who?
I don't want to be this old.
On Hard Knocks last night, speaking of old, the Oakland Raiders radio broadcaster is Brent Musburger.
Wow.
And he still has that Brent Musburger voice, but he wears shirts that are similar to like what you wear, kind of loud and flowery.
Right.
And I didn't even recognize him.
Was he just
dead? Oh,
just old.
He's just old and frail, and his face has gone triangular, and he looks very frail. And he just looks like a small man, but he's still a hell of a Brent Musburger. Radio network.
But see, it
sounds just like he did.
It's depressing to know that we're getting old, and that people in your mind, last time you saw him, like Sean Connery, I'm sure he doesn't want anybody to see him right now. He doesn't look anything like James Bond. He's probably frail. He's 90.
What is the face going triangular?
Well,
is it kind of falling down or long?
Sunken cheeks.
Yeah, you just kind of you get it. When your head shrinks, it sort of assumes a triangular instead of like I have a big round face. If I were to lose 100 pounds or start dying, or whatever, and I was 80 years old, my face would it wouldn't be round. It would be like this.
That's true. It does. It's like your face kind of trying to fall and melt off your skull.
Exactly.
Well, it is.
Brent Musburger's 80 years. He's 80 years old. And looks 80.
And you have every right when you're 80 or 90 to look old. Now time for the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say? I believe Dan Strauss, even before the show started, said, I have something for the Burke segment.
So, I do.
Dan, take it away.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This happened about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. My daughter's battery in her car went dead. So I went to get a new battery for it and put a new battery in her
car. That's a good story. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm not finished. I lost my reading glasses and could not find them. I stopped at a store and I thought, well, maybe they fell out of my car. So we called the store. Nothing there. My daughter even went back to that store and checked the parking lot.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are these just cheap reading? Are these a really expensive prescription reading?
These are expensive.
They're not off the rack Walgreens, because you got some bad eyes.
Yeah, these are prescription reading glasses.
So this is not you can't have like 5 pairs of these.
No.
Okay.
No, so I'm bummed out. So we're looking all over for it. So then I talked to my mom about it, and she says, did you ask St. Anthony?
Oh, my God. I'm like, here we go.
I did. I said, so I did. So I asked St. Anthony.
How did you do that? Could you share it? Was it a prayer?
Yeah, prayer. I can't for the life of me remember what the prayer is. Tim brought it up that one time.
Hold on.
It's like,
when you pray to St. Anthony, do you go look it up and read it, or do you just know it?
No, I just say, St. Anthony, I've lost my glasses. Or it's like, St. Anthony, something is lost and needs to be found. I think that's pretty much the prayer.
I've looked everywhere and don't see it around.
Yeah, something like that.
See, I just wrote that. Thank you, Limey.
I said, okay. So I just did the St. Anthony.
They're not on
the
table. They're not on the shelf. If I don't find them soon, I'll kill myself. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So I just kind of, came to the realization that these are just gone. They're lost forever. And so I was on today or last night, I was on like Amazon, and my eye doctor said, you know what, you go on Amazon, you can get stronger reading glasses, because you can't buy them at the store like over 300.
Yeah, they only go to 3, maybe 3 and a quarter.
Yeah. So I was on Amazon, and I said, damn it, St. Anthony, you let me down.
I would have done that. Ooh.
Well, this morning, we were taking the dog to
groomer. If you're starting to wonder why I'm wearing a frown, I'll tell you, St. Anthony, you let me down. So you got to do it like a poem.
Oh.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right. So we're going to take the dog to the groomer this morning, and Sandy has the dog, and we've been taking her car. Well, we get into my car, and she opens the door, and she says, "Hey, look, there's glasses down here in between the door and the seat. My reading glasses."
That's the story?
Yeah. So I found them after
You said, "Damn it, St. Anthony," yeah. After you cursed St. Anthony, when you prayed to him, you didn't find him, but you cursed him and you found him. Is that the message?
Yeah. So he got scared.
Maybe he realized, "Hey, I messed up. I'm not doing my job. Thanks for putting me in my place, Dan."
Yeah.
And then he wanted to get back in your good graces, and there were the glasses.
So I found him.
I find it hard to believe that anybody really believes that, but people do.
It's been working. It's worked for Limey.
Yep, it's worked for me.
You know how many times, though, it has not worked for people? They only talk about when it's worked. It's like Sylvia Brown, the so-called psychic. You only hear about the stuff she got right, not for every one of those, the 1,000 things she got wrong. You throw enough stuff out there, you're going to get something right, and I promise you, lots of people have prayed to St. Anthony, and they never found what was lost.
But I was
talk about that.
I was going to talk about it if I didn't find them in the next couple weeks or whatever. But I pretty much had just come to the realization that that's it. They're gone. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about it and say, you know, we've always talked about St. Anthony and all this other stuff. And then I did the prayer, and it didn't work. Mm. So, but it's good grief. It worked with Tim's wallet.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he just found his wallet. He would have found it anyway.
But he said he found it after saying the St. Anthony prayer.
Because that's when somebody prays. The minute they know it's lost, of course you find it.
But he was getting ready to. He was getting ready to do the same thing that I did.
What? Curse him? Curse St. Anthony?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And St. Joseph is the one that you. If you want to sell your house, you bury him upside down. Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah.
We got calls now. People are mad. People are mad who love St. Anthony. They don't like me now. if you want to call we're still in the Burke segment. I'm sorry. Is that it, Dan?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Anybody else? Burke segment?
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Today, I had an epiphany of the difference between grade school students who stand at a bus stop and high school students who stand at a bus stop.
Mm.
As defined as follows. About 2 years ago, it was cold. I woke up and put my jeans on that I had worn out the night before, which still had my cell phone and my keys and my wallet in the front pocket, so it weighted them. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got some weight there in the front. And it was cold out, so I put my robe on. I went to go out to get my newspaper. And so all I did was put the jeans on and the robe, and that's it.
No shirt.
But, I mean, I was completely, covered. Right. I walked down to snow flurries. You know, it's 7 in the morning. Grade school kids are at the bus stop at 10 o'clock from my front door, just across the street, and I'm tired or hungover or whatever, and I walk down to the end of the driveway, and I reach down to pick up my newspaper, and my pants fell to my ankles.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Now, what a sight for children.
There's a full moon.
No. It was a shin-length robe. So, I mean, or it was a knee-length robe.
Okay.
And so, but it was still, and they were all looking at me because they had nothing else to do, right? Because they don't have cell phones.
No.
You know, kids that are in grade school, they stand there and they actually talk to each other. They actually have conversations.
Right.
And so when they saw that, they all started busting out laughing.
Well, of course they did.
And I'm sure they told all their parents, who were probably like, you know, who's the big guy down there at 4651 dropping his pants in front of our boy Joey at the bus stop?
Yeah, it's a good thing. If a cop had been there, they'd go, hey, he's weirdo exposing himself.
It actually occurred to me, I wonder how this story got back to their parents and how this is getting around the neighborhood. Because, I mean, it was quick. Yeah. You know, I mean, they the weight of the keys and wallet and phone dropped my pants to the ground, and I'm facing them, so there wasn't no Moon River, Dan. You know, and so I bend over, I just kind of, and they all start busting out laughing. They're pointing, kids point when they laugh, you know, and boys and girls, both of them. And so I quickly pulled my pants up and got my paper and scurried inside, embarrassed. And today, that was about 2 years ago.
Wait a minute, the boys were laughing.
Yeah.
The grade school boys were laughing. Then you think that they thought, hey, I'm bigger than you.
Dan, I am in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
So today,
I had to get up early and go do some PI work, and I'm driving down the road, and then I was driving past the bus stops through my neighborhood where the high school students are. And here's how high school students are at bus stops. You have a male who has headphones on, and he's looking at his iPhone.
Right.
And then about 10 feet behind him is a girl who's looking at her phone.
Right.
And about 10 feet behind her is another guy who's looking at his phone, and another 10 feet behind, and they're all spaced like 10 feet apart, like all the way up the street.
Right.
Like they're giving each other space so that nobody sees what anybody's texting, anybody always sees anybody's looking at
her.
And I'm like, wow, that's kind of odd. Maybe these kids just don't like each other. Maybe there was a neighborhood issue, or maybe they're, you know, one bus stop, and that was really odd. No, I went past four bus stops going down Merrimack Boulevard and then eventually down Forby Road this morning, and all four of them were the high school students. They're all spread out. They all have their phones out. Not a single one of them talking to the other one.
In high school now, can you have your phone in class?
No.
You can't.
I don't know.
Where do they have you put it?
I think some of them have you put it in a basket at your front. Some schools just make you leave it in your locker all day.
Do you get it for lunch or something?
I don't know.
Or if you have it on you, you just have to have it put away. A girls have to have it in their purse or something.
And turned off.
Yeah. I know a girl who goes to Ursuline High School, and they have school. You have to buy an iPad, or you have to lease one from the school. And so, I mean, they have internet access all day long. Right. I'm not sure what blockages are on.
I'm sure it's blocked.
Yeah. But my point is that it's not blocked from everything. I'm sure it's just porn blocked or adult content blocked or whatever. But isn't that something? Do you remember being at the bus stop as a kid? I mean, I used to have some of the funnest times at school would be at the
bus
stop.
That's when you throw snowballs at each other.
Absolutely.
Snowballs. Or some kids would light up a cigarette if nobody was looking while they're all huddled together. They hide. The other guys would help hide one guy while he took a couple puffs of cigarette. Yeah, that's what you did.
Or you tricked a young kid into telling him that school got closed. It's a little snow outside. Hey, Joey, turns out there's no school today. Yeah. You can go ahead and go home. We're all going to go home. And everybody fakes like they're going home. Yeah. And Joey goes home, and then we all come back to the bus.
Well, you know what? Those days are over. They're over.
You can't do that anymore.
Now, I got something, and you just remind me. I heard it yesterday, and you just remind me of it. It's about the schools today, but I'll hold it till the Burke segment's over. Anybody else?
No,
anything else? Did I lie me?
Nope, I got nothing.
Okay, we can close the Burke segment. My son, second son, has a very good friend, been a friend since school, and this friend is a teacher, and so is this friend's brother and sister. All three siblings are teachers, school teachers in Missouri. Wait till you hear this. This is not school in California, Berkeley. This is St. Louis. This is Missouri. The sister, who's a teacher, said that now the teachers have to go to an orientation about gender. And here's what the teachers are told. Apparently, there's a band, a wristband you wear, to let the teachers and other students know what sex you identify as.
Huh.
Yeah. Male, female, not sure, transgender, whatever. They have different wristbands. This is not a joke. This is the state that this world is now in.
Is this a fashion trend, or is this schools are actually...
No, it's so the teachers know what to call you. In other words, if you identify as a girl and you're my student, I would have to say, well, it's Trevor's turn. Let's see what she brought.
Excuse me, it's Trevina.
Well, whatever. But if you identify as a girl, I, as a teacher, have to say, let's see what she thought about this book.
No, I would just keep saying, it's Trevor's turn. Let's see what Trevor brought to the
You can do that.
Yeah.
But if you mess up the pronoun, you get called in, and they you have to maybe be retaught. And here's the interesting thing.
Huh.
They allow the kids to change wristbands if one day they feel like they're a different sex. This is the most ridiculous thing.
In what state?
Missouri. This is Missouri. No, I know. This is sad. But I'm dead serious. The teachers have to respect the whatever the gender is that the child thinks he or she or it is that day. Wow. And if it's a not sure, neither sex, you must refer to that person as they.
Now, here's the problem. I was, it's self-admittedly, I was a class clown in grade school. Well, whatever. I'm just saying, I was a class clown. I was the guy that tried to make kids laugh all the way through
sixth grade, and it worked out pretty well. And then when you start to hit puberty and seventh and eighth grade rolls around, you know, you start upsetting people and getting in fights, and I kind of became more of a discipline problem than I was a class clown. But if I'm a class clown, and every class has one to this day,
right.
I mean, you just know that guy is going to take that rule, and he is just going to expound it beyond...
You mean the student?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
If I was sixth grade, I'm going to say, Mr. Pinion, yes, I'll be female today, thank you.
And you'll have to say it. You change wristbands.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, you're right. There are going to be these kids who go, man, I'm going to milk this. I'm going to be a girl tomorrow and a boy the next day and a not sure the day after that and a trans the day after that. I wouldn't be a teacher now. For three times what they get paid. They don't get paid enough. This is ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous.
They get paid anything.
And what's ridiculous is that we allow it.
Do you know?
At some point, somebody had to sign off on this.
It's ridiculous. And this isn't quite to that level of ridiculous, but I have a sister who's been a teacher in the Fort Zumwalt School District for about 25 years. And she's got major veteran status as a school teacher. She teaches second grade.
Yeah.
And several years ago, we were just talking about this at family lunch, either this past Sunday or the Sunday before that. I was asking whether or not the state of Missouri has turned things around and they're letting you go back to doing division and multiplication vertically instead of horizontally.
Oh.
And no, they're still making the teachers teach how to do multiplication and division horizontally.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
Sort of.
I mean, like common
core. I know exactly what you're saying.
We used to if you go up on the chalkboard, you did 8, and then down you put the time symbol. Below it, you put a 4, and then the line, and under that, you'd put 8 times 4 is 32.
Carry, you know, if you had a...
division, I remember the little division box.
Division box. Yeah. But it would scroll down. You would vertically roll it down. Division, you know, you always move it one digit over to the right as you're getting to...
Right.
If it's 4 decimals out, 5 decimals out, if it's a 6-digit number before the decimal, whatever. And they're still doing it that way. And she put... Last year, she put a simple division question in front of me that was like an 8-digit number and a 3-digit number. Now, divide this 8-digit number by this 3-digit number and do it horizontally, and I couldn't do it.
You know that I don't know whether or not I could still take the one's the divisor and one's the dividend or something, mm-hmm. and one is the and they go up to the top and then carry it, come down. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it anymore. I forgot how to do it. Yeah,
I can still do that.
Brenda's on the phone. I would love to hear from any other teacher or parent or anybody who knows about this complete BS now that teachers have to put up with. They have to acknowledge the uncertainty of kids as to whether or not they're boys or girls. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Can you imagine if Trevor and Dan and I came in with different colored wristbands on every day?
Mm-hmm.
And the radio station policy was
this is what would happen. Like, hey, Frank, I'd like you to please use the pronoun they when you're speaking to me. No, I'm not going to do that, and let me tell you why.
And then if you're not okay with it, I just say, here's the beautiful thing about Missouri. This is not a school. This is an at-will work state. I just go, you're fired. And that's it. And by the way, I have every right to do that. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Brenda, thank you for waiting. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Hello. Okay, so my daughter teaches in Rockwood, mm-hmm. and she just told me that, I don't know if this is just Rockwood's rule, but so say a male whose name is Frank, but identifies as a female and wants to be called Mary, she is not allowed to call him Mary or refer to him as a she unless the parent has given written instructions to do so or approves it.
Okay, and sadly, there will be some parents who will do that. They will honor the wishes of their screwed up kid because they're told that in this day and age, you got to just let them be who they want to be. But I did not know that. I don't know where this other woman teaches, if it's Rockwood or somewhere else. But the way she put it was that the student, and maybe it's high school, you know, where they're old enough to make a decision without the parents' consent, the student...
Well, this is high school. She teaches in high school.
Okay. Wow. Well, at least that's one little stop, gap, safeguard, whatever. But I would love to know who the parents are who say it's okay for Frank to be Mary, because I don't want to live next to those people.
So if a kid says, oh, I want to be called Mary, she's she has to look to see if they have a piece of paper saying that. And if they don't, then she says, well, I am only allowed to call you Frank.
Yeah. No, the kid, there'll be kids forging that paper, too.
Mm-hmm.
Forging their parents' signatures, saying it's okay. It's just the whole thing is messed up.
Oh, there's a lot of, there's email now that the teachers use, and there's portals that they can go to, and the parents have access to a portal where the kids don't have access
well,
to
you know what?
Portal.
There will be, Brenda, some parents who will say, well, if my boy Frank wants to be Mary, you need to call him Mary. Wow. There will
well,
be.
Well, you know, my brother was just in town because my daughter got married, and my brother has a son that's 19, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, he says he thinks he was supposed to be female. And this was shocking to all of us. If it would have been one of my other nephews, none of us would have been surprised, because one of them we suspect is probably gay or something.
Right.
But this one, he's always been super boyish, played with Legos, never had any indication, and all of a sudden, now that he's 19, he says he wants to be started hormone therapy. And it's really, really hard on my brother.
No kidding. I mean,
he's having a real tough time with it.
I'm sure. All right, Brenda, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Game in the PM.
Oh, thank you.
And my daughter starts her teaching career tomorrow.
Man.
But she's elementary. She's a music teacher.
Better and, get the right pronoun.
Yeah.
That's the place to be.
Yeah.
I, there was something else I wanted to mention about this this gender thing. Now, it's escaped me. But I will throw this in there. I also learned this morning that now there's a name for a child that's born after a miscarriage. So if a woman has a miscarriage and then has a child, that child is a rainbow child. No. This is another just stupid. So I call my daughter and I said, hey, rainbow. She said, what? And I said, you're a rainbow child. So I told my wife had a miscarriage before my daughter. And so now that makes Amanda a rainbow child, according to somebody.
Sweet.
And by the way, how does somebody sit around and come up with that, and then it spreads? But you know what I think? When I think of rainbow, gay. And they have caused me. No, when I see a rainbow, I think a gay community. That's what I think.
The spread of something like that, I'd say social media and Oprah. Mixed with like other talk show hosts and stuff like that. They come out like Sally Jesse Raphael or whoever, whatever she is now, just comes in and be like, oh, and here's the new thing. It's a rainbow baby. And then it just takes over.
Hey, I have an, this is an article from this morning's USA Today.
Okay.
There are 7,251 driver's licenses and state IDs that have been issued in 9 states plus Washington D.C., where on the driver's license, where it says sex, it doesn't say M or F, it says X, and that's on. There are 9 states and D.C. that have caved in, and now give you the choice on your driver's license of M, F, or X.
Does X mean that
X means not either one.
Oh, okay.
You're not male or, which in itself is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, you are.
You gotta be one of the
You gotta be one of the other. You, it's sort of like, you have to, if you're living,
mm-hmm.
you have to be plant or animal. You have to be one or the other. There's nothing else living.
Even when people say that they're gender fluid, like I get that, like, you know, your gender can vary from day to day if you wanted to. I get that, but then you're still flipping between male or female.
Yeah, but I don't get like, even that. Your gender cannot be fluid and be one. You're one or the other. And I don't know how we got to the point where somebody okayed to put X as one of the choices. This is actually what's wrong with the whole country, is that we do that. It's one thing to have screwed up people, or even people who aren't screwed up, but actually are born wired weird, and yeah, they really are more boy than girl, even though he has a vagina. I get that. But what happened that we have to give them a third choice? If you want to be female and you have a penis, then they'll put on the driver's license F, but not X. You are one or the other. That is a biological fact. Let's talk to Paul, I guess. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. AM and PM.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, this happened to me just last week as my 20-year-old was going off to school. It's my stepdaughter, but I've been with her since she was 3.
Okay.
And she came in, and we've known for, well, since probably grade school that she, you know, she wanted to be recognized as a boy. She just always, everything she did was boy, boy, boy.
Okay.
Never wanted to wear a dress, never wanted to do anything. And she finally came out a couple of years ago, but now her community that she hangs out with, the LGBT, whatever that it, the community is,
right.
They call her by a boy's name now, a boy's name that I had no idea they called her by until last week. And they go by him and her, or him and his.
Yeah.
And she's really upset with us. She wants us to all of a sudden, after all these years, start calling her, you know, the pronoun of him and his.
Paul, your head has to be spinning. I can't even imagine. If one of my sons or my daughter came to me tomorrow and said, well, I know after all these years you've called me her and she and Amanda, but I'd like to be Armando, and I want you to... No. I don't even know how I would ever process that or be able to do it.
You know what, and that's what I told her. I said, yeah, we can try, you know, but you got to understand, your whole life you've been this name to us.
Yeah, she's got to have a little consideration for you and understand you can't just flip a switch and do this.
Right, and along the way there wasn't a lot of respect from her to us about other things, you know. So I said, I will call you whatever you want to be called, whatever you want, as long as you give us the respect as your parents.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like me wanting to change my name to have you call me something all of a sudden.
So you're also supposed to call her now by that boy's name?
Yes.
Wow, this is...
I can't do it, but, in the world? You know, I got to try. You know, it's not easy. In all of our schools, I work for a school district, a large school district. You walk into them, there are huge signs, LGBT, this and that. Wow. I mean, it's really something.
Yeah, this is just a different world. It is. Paul, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Seriously, it could happen to anybody. Look, it's when you find out one of your kids or parents is gay or something. Okay. All right, you're gay. We didn't know it. You're gay. But all of a sudden, now we got all these people who decided they're not the sex they're supposed to be. I even guess, I don't doubt that that is the way some people are born. They should have been the other sex. But to expect everybody to just instantly start calling the girl him and calling her Jimmy, it's just, no, we can't. It's going to take a long time, if ever. I don't think I could ever get used to doing that. Maybe after years and years and years of watching my daughter grow a beard,
right,
and then having other people call her, you know, Harold or so, I guess I'd finally get used to it. Wow, what a...
Well, I think Paul touched on a good thing. It's got to be respect on both sides.
Yeah, it's just, look, you'll see when you get older. After a certain point, you get to a certain age, you just go, screw it. I'm not gonna ever get with this program. I'm just not. It's just too foreign to me, and I don't get it. I could take I don't know if we have a name. If we have a name, I could take a call.
You only got
30 seconds. I only have 30 seconds. Here's the deal, folks. If you have a pet, it's Wednesday. And for 15, 16 years or whatever, Dr. Doug Pernikoff has joined us on Wednesdays. And I thought that would flame out a long time ago, but it hasn't. And as long as there are calls, we will provide that service to you. Your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He will be here. After we talk to John Londoff, and after that, it'll be Dr. Doug and all that, of course, after the news. So if you have a pet, I hope you know the numbers, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590, first in, first on. So dial us up and get your questions answered by Dr. Doug Pernikoff. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS
Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Recession fears are driving stock prices way down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 800 points after the yield on 10-year Treasury bonds fell below that of 2-year bonds.
The old inverted yield curve. What the bond market is saying is, we think the economy is going to be slower, and so short-term you can get a higher rate, but long-term we think the economy is slowing. That's what the bond market is saying.
New York investment strategist Tom Sullivan also blames the fall on continuing uncertainty over the U.S. trade war with China. As the stock market tumbles, President Trump is launching another assault against the Federal Reserve. Trump tweets that the U.S. is winning big time, but argues that the problem is